Nepal's earthquake damage estimates are in. There are new faces and challenges ahead for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And how does coffee connect with the gospel? Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Nepal earthquake shook the country and not just on the ground. One relief worker believes the quakes could have been a spiritual wake-up call. Kirk Cole with Reach Beyond tells us what one of their partners is thinking.
While God has been working in certain areas, there's still the vast majority of people that have not heard about Jesus. And so that's something that he believes God is using to literally shake up the country of Nepal.
The estimated damage, $10 billion. That's 1 and 12 zeros. Feeling a little overwhelmed? Well, don't. There are many ways to help, even if it's prayer.
As Christians, we should, first of all, be praying for our brothers and sisters that live in Nepal. There are many Nepali Christians that are vibrant in their faith, and the church there is growing.
Check our web story for a link to Reach Beyond's Emergency Relief Fund. As Americans remember fallen soldiers on Memorial Day, one ministry wants you to remember fallen spiritual soldiers. Fred Eiler with World Missionary Press, in his own words.
We must remember where we came from and our roots, and those that have gone before us and died that have carried the gospel even. The only way it's going to turn around is because they know who Jesus is and accept him as their Savior. In America today, we're in a post-Christian society, and henceforth, the amazing life of Christ, the scripture book, is a real thing, a tool that can be used today because Americans don't know who Jesus is, and that's sad. We don't have to be Bible thumpers, but we need to be Bible distributors. And in doing so, we become bolder and bolder with our witness. And that's what Christ commanded us to do in Acts 1:8.
You can sponsor a case of 525 scripture booklets for $21. There's a link at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. We all know 9-year-old girls, don't we? Can you imagine if one you knew was sold or sexually abused by ISIS? Well, that's what's happening today. Some women have even had unwanted pregnancies. Open Doors USA reports one victim was held for months. They took her children and beat her. Now she doesn't even know who she is and is refusing to eat. But God can still heal her. Open Doors is sharing God's word and providing counseling. Join them in prayer for this woman and the thousands of others like her. Well, the leader of a college campus ministry is leaving after 14 years of leadership. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship President Alec Hill is retiring nearly a year earlier than expected due to cancer and will begin treatment on June 10th. He's been instrumental in forming a strategy to help InterVarsity renew campuses for Christ. Keep him and your family in your prayers. Ask God that he would bring full healing to Hill and that his family would be comforted. And can something as common as coffee help spread the gospel? Well, it did for one church in Thailand. One pastor secured a microenterprise loan from Farms International to fertilize his coffee crop. Seven other members of his church decided to do the same. Together, the yields brought in enough tithe money for the church to support a missionary in Myanmar. According to Farms Executive Director Joe Richter, the success of the farmers is helping the surrounding community see the love of Christ.
The people there see the joy of these Christians, and they also see that these Christians are willing to help them with whatever they're doing in that community.
Christians may be drawing in a profit, but the real joy is knowing they're doing Christ's work.
I think there's nothing more exciting than to see Christians develop self-worth by their giving, and that they realize they are part of God's plan to reach the lost.
Want to get involved? Help Farms assist fellow Christians by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, it's hard knowing how to pray for Muslims, isn't it? Well, we can help. When you support M&N with your best gift, you'll receive the new 2015 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.